It's positive if, you know, like Charles Ward seems to be edging closer and closer to securing his seat. Obviously, you know, we don't know the final outcome yet, but he seems to have the momentum at the moment. And, you know, should that happen, that obviously sends a very, very clear and strong message to Dublin in terms of people are not happy. You know, he has stood on this issue. We need 100% redress. The fact that so many thousands of people have come out to get behind him with regard to this particular issue, that is sending a very, very strong message to Dublin.
And that momentum, you can feel the momentum building now. Charles himself was a bit dejected yesterday morning. Then his show boxes were open first, and he had hoped for more first preferences from that. But now the attention will turn to transfers from, say, the likes of Mary T. Sweeney. Would you be hopeful that that would be positive for yourselves as well?
I think so, in terms of, you know, obviously it would be fantastic to get, you know, an 100% redress candidate in the Dáil. I mean, this issue really is spread over so many parts of Donegal. You know, Inish Owen, yes, of course, we know it's the epicentre there. But, you know, as time has gone on, more and more people have sadly woken up to the fact that they are affected by this issue. You know, people are aware in Letterkenny, in the Finn Valley, in North Donegal. You know, like, it's going out as far as Glenties. I know of cases down in Donegal town. You know, this is not just in one area, unfortunately. So, you know, it's good that people have woken up right across the county and really, you know, voiced their concerns in terms of the way they're voting.
And personally, in terms of an affected homeowner, how would it feel to know that that representation is in the Dáil for yourself?
I think it's key because, I mean, I think one of the things about the campaign has been going now for a decade, and the campaign is, it's a sort of different animal than it used to be. And, you know, it's evolved and it's changed. And I think now there's political representation from 100% redress in the council. They did extremely well, obviously, in the local elections just a few months back. And that really gave them the confidence and the mandate to go forward. And I think if they had not put a candidate forward, you know, the people of Donegal would be asking why not. So I think that really has sprung from that. And again, you know, this is another evolution, actually sending a candidate standing on this issue to the Dáil is another evolution and another, you know, very serious and strong step for the campaign.